October is National Pizza Month, but who doesn't love pizza any time of the year? Larry Mueller here. Our guest for the rest of the show, Dana Spandad, is chef and owner of Flower Girl and Flame, a pizza restaurant and a mobile food truck based in West Allis. And we'll talk with Dana about her career in food service, her hybrid business that includes a mobile truck and a brick-and-mortar restaurant. And I hope you'll join the conversation. Have you had her pizza? What do you prefer about pizza? The crust, the deep, thin crust, deep dish, meat or vegetarian? What's your favorite? Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Dana, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, and happy Pizza Month.
Happy Pizza Month to you. I was just talking with about cranberries in Wisconsin. We lead the nation in cranberry production. Did you ever put cranberries on a pizza?
Well, I was listening to the last part of your segment and thinking about all of the pizza that we would put cranberries on. We have done cranberries on pizza. And actually, I just got back from a trip to Door County. And, so we were just surrounded by cherries, cranberries, all of that stuff. We've done a cranberry pizza. We added a little miso. We added some hot chili pepper in there, and it made for a lovely base. We had some bacon, some Wisconsin cheese, and a little bit of crispy sage over the top.
Oh, whoa, does that sound good? I was thinking for the meat, you could even use turkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've definitely done some post-Thanksgiving, you know, you got to give the people what they want with the leftovers. So, yeah.
Oh, when did you decide to get in the food industry?
I've been in food my whole life. I went to culinary school, did all that. Everyone said, oh, do you want to own your own restaurant? And I said, absolutely not. No, thank you. No. 2020 pushed me into the pizza world in a very big way.
COVID?
Yeah, I was the executive chef at a catering restaurant in 2020, and we were in Las Vegas at a catering conference when they started to shut the buffets down in Vegas. And we came back, and we had, you know, $3.5 million of weddings on the books that just evaporated. And so it was kind of, all right, how do we keep going? So I bought a big wood-fired pizza trailer, and we started scooping up those tiny backyard COVID weddings and, weddings that were supposed to be 250 people that went down to 30 or 40. And we made a scene in Milwaukee.
You know what? That's a great story. I love that.
Yeah.
So you were providing... You figured out a way to provide a valuable service during a really tough time for people and give them something that they could have fun with and celebrate, like a wedding.
Yeah, we're able to do it outdoors, you know, backyards, farms, wineries. We specialize in urban, rustic, chic, sustainably inclusive weddings and events.
I love it. Well, so you opened the business in August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you called it Flower Girl and Flame. So you use and it's a wood-fired pizza oven, right?
Yep. Yeah. All wood-fired. We're using a Wisconsin cherry wood.
Oh, my goodness. And what do you like about cooking over wood, maybe more than coal or something else?
Yeah, as a chef, I've always been fascinated kind of with what can we do next? What's the, you know, we've all stood over an oven, but what's the showstopper? How are we incorporating a little more energy, a little more flair, a little more flavor, a little smoke and heat and all of that? So we're able to kind of set up an exhibition, you know, outdoor full kitchen. And do the thing, and you know, something very romantic about fire, very primal, very primitive. We all love to sit and watch a fire.
And you get a little different taste.
Oh yeah, we love to play with the different char techniques. You know, whether it's with pizza or with meats and proteins, we have a leopard spotting char pattern that we strive for on our pizza, and we finish it with a ring of local honey. We've got 4 beehives on our rooftop, and so we finish the pizza with a little ring of local honey. You get a little, you know, dessert on your crust, or kind of a little happy ending before you leave us.
Oh man, Jeff in Berry Mills has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. I had a question about Italian sausage on pizza. I remember years ago that you would get some Italian sausage that really had a really good anisette bite to it, or a fennel flavor. And I can't find a pizza like that anymore. And I've been experimenting myself. I buy pre-made Italian sausage and then add some more fennel to it, but that doesn't do it. So now I'm going to try crushing the fennel to release, you know, a little bit, and then add that to the sausage. But I just want your opinion of that sweet type Italian sausage.
Yeah, and that's kind of the sausage that we strive for, and we actually have it on our menu as a sweet fennel sausage. And I got a spice grinder from the Spice House. We've got a couple of them, but we have one that we just use for fennel. So I put whole fennel seed in the spice grinder. We do a couple of grinds of that whole fennel cracked into the oil, and then we do our sausage over the top of it. So you're able to incorporate a little bit more of that kind of cracked fennel. It's coming, it's permeating through the oil, and then it gets right into that sausage. So maybe try that.
That's a great idea. And I could see why you'd want a separate cracker for the fennel.
Oh, you can't go back after using it for the fennel. Not at all, but it's a good one.
Oh, Jeff, thanks a lot for calling. You can join in to 800-642-1234, email to talk@wpr.org. John wants to know, what's a Detroit-style pizza?
Oh, a Detroit-style pizza. So we rolled out our Detroit-style pizza our second year in business, and we're doing it wood-fired. And it gets cooked in, it's called a Lloyd pan. So it's a metal pan, and Detroit style originated out of Detroit. So these Detroit pans are what they were using for cars. So car pans, these hard powdered steel coated pans. So we put our dough, and it's kind of a focaccia dough that goes in there. There's a ton of oil. There's a ton of salt. There's a ton of fat. And we're using a local flour out of Ridgeway. It's an organic flour from Meadowlark. And you're getting these cheesy caramelized edges in the pan, and so the cheese and the dough kind of mix, and so when it gets cracked out of the pan, you've got this gorgeous rectangular showpiece of just cheese, and then the sauce goes on the top in little racing stripes.
So that's what a Detroit. Oh man, you're making me hungry.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah.
it sounds like a pretty good one. Oh, and in the, I took a look at your mobile menu. You offer a lot of unique pizza toppings, I think, that are you know, dill pickles, arugula.
Oh, yeah.
Foraged mushrooms.
We're right down the street from the West Dallas Farmers Market, and we're so grateful. So they're open three days a week. So we're able to bop down to the West Dallas Farmers Market in season and just be able to kind of cook with the seasons as we go. We grow a lot of what we put on the pizzas in-house, and we're really proud of that too.
Yeah, and actually I see that you tend to support local businesses.
I mean,
that's your goal.
Yeah. We during our restaurant season, we tend to collaborate with quite a few businesses. We do a Korean pizza, and we work with a Korean chef, and she makes the kimchi for it. And we've done a Ukrainian pizza, and we collaborated with a Puerto Rican business to bring kind of their Puerto Rican food onto a pizza, and really be able to highlight their business too.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Dana Spandet, our guest today, chef and owner of Flower Girl and Flame, a pizza restaurant and mobile food truck They're based in Milwaukee, and great talking with her. Questions for her, maybe about the business itself. I know I've got a bunch more questions about how you run two different kinds of businesses that way she does it. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you could email to talk at WPR.org. And if you have a question about making pizza yourself, I'm sure she has some answers for you. Give a call, 800-642-1234, or email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking about waterfowl hunting with Brad Heidel and Taylor Finger from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Then we'll talk about fall paddling with Rutabaga Paddle Sports owner Darren Bush and paddling guidebook author Timothy Bauer. That's tomorrow on the show. Right now, visiting with Dana Spandet, chef and owner of Flower Girl and Flame in West Allis. And again, join in, questions, comments about pizza, I hope you will, 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. So in 2021, you opened the brick-and-mortar restaurant in Milwaukee, in West Allis. How's that gone?
It's been going really well. So we have 6 months of catering, and then we open our restaurant for 6 months, and that's been kind of an interesting, you know, the first couple of years, people were like, "What are you doing? Now you're closed. Now you're open. Now we're able to do a grand reopen every year." So we are opening actually this week. And the restaurant goes great. I think, you know, we're giving people a nice little winter home to come in. Our spot's really quaint and cozy. Got a really thoughtful local drink menu. And we switch our specials weekly. So we have a different Detroit style and a different sourdough special every week for people to come and try.
So I'm guessing you're going to be opening the brick and mortar pretty quickly.
We are. Yeah, we are. Yeah. Today is actually our big prep day to get it all done. So I popped out quick to.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. It's hard for me. You've got to do a little marketing or something or advertising if you're going back and forth, do you not?
We do. Yeah. We've got a pretty solid, customer base. And we spend that 6 months of summer, you know, we do lots and lots of weddings, and we do a little bit of public appearances, but we're so wedding centric these days. We just finished up doing the Art of Cheese Festival with the Wisconsin Dairy Farmers Association over the last weekend. And that was really amazing, working with every Wisconsin cheese that you can think of and putting it on 8 different types of pizza. It was incredible.
So I got to ask, what are the favorites among your clientele, and maybe what's your own favorite?
My personal favorite is pepperoni. There's a lot of ways that we can go with pepperoni, and we just recently did a collaboration with Luke Zahm from Wisconsin Foodie, and we did pepperoni, apple, and black garlic, and it was just such a surprising, but you know, it worked. It's such a nice balance on that one. But I would say our customers, we have a pepperoni and chili crisp pizza that's a little bit Asian centric, and we put some Thai basil on top. That's a popular one for sure.
And you got small, medium, and large, or extra large, or what are your pizza sizes? Somebody's here wondering.
Oh, well, we're kind of a one size fits all. So we just do a 12-inch sourdough pizza, and then we've got a standard sized rectangle Detroit style pizza.
So,
and you can also find, seasonal salads, and we've got a sumac fennel orange salad that we're putting on the menu this year. We've got a lacinato kale salad, all kinds of good seasonal things.
If you have a square pizza, and I'm thinking about this from a perspective of eating here, mm-hmm. Will a square pizza go further than a round one, even though they both cover the same area?
That's the
you know
pizza
what I mean?
Math. I do know what you mean. There is so much math and volume, round versus rectangle. For our specific one, our Detroit style pizza is just everything that's extra and wonderful. And so it's a little bit thicker. It's a little bit cheesier. It's a little bit more of everything. So that one's going to definitely give you some more bang on it. We say that our sourdough feeds 2 to 3 people. I do have a 9-year-old daughter, though, that has finished up a whole one on her own. So, you know.
Well, I could I have a little race with her. I could probably do it, too. I can't wait to get down to your area again. I get over to Milwaukee and West Allis, that area, reasonably often. And I haven't been to your place, so definitely going to be coming to your place to give it a try. You also opened Everyone's Ice Cream.
We did. Yeah, pizza and ice cream, right? Pizza and ice cream. So we opened up Everyone's Ice Cream, and we have that lives in the back of our pizza shop.
Okay.
So we've got a few ice cream carts that we go out for catering, but otherwise we've got an 8-flavor dipping cabinet. There's always one house-made flavor on, and it's all small batch Wisconsin creameries. So we're using Purple Door, Scratch Ice Cream, Sassy Cow, Chocolate Shop, all the big local hitters.
I understand that. I think it was 2022. You crashed on your moped and suffered a pretty tough injury.
I did. Yeah. I had a traumatic brain injury. And lost my taste and smell, and
which is not doesn't work that. Well when you're in
no.
food.
No, it doesn't. So I've been doing some smell training. I have a smell training kit over the past couple of years. I got basil and tomato down pretty good these days. It's been a challenge.
I would imagine. I think fellow chefs have probably responded in a helpful way.
In a very big way. We have such a beautiful community of chefs and restaurateurs by us.
I can't imagine being in that kind of situation as a chef, not being able to smell or taste. Oh my gosh, you have. You have, and we've talked about this a little bit, but Flower Girl in Flame, it's women operated, it's a LGBTQ oriented support business. You also source ingredients for women and farmers of color, for example. You really look for that. How and why is that important to you? And in the end, how does it help your business?
You know, in 2020, when our supply chain was so uncertain and, you know, we were all kind of restaurants, we're looking at each other like, what are we going to do? And how are we going to safely serve people? And how are you continuing to generate revenue? And how are you making any money these days? And we all kind of started trading with each other. So, you know, we were making pizza sauce and giving it to a farmer's market, and then they were selling it. And it just became so clear that the money that we make needs to stay in our own community, or it's best served if it stays in our own community. And now we're seeing tariffs and taxes and all this stuff. And when we're not feeling any of that, because we're so local oriented, you know, we're supporting our friends, we're supporting the people that need it and that mean something in our community.
That's smart. I guess I was starting to think of what to say about it. I guess it's smart.
It has ended up being pretty smart. You know, we've been pretty untouched with all of the, you know, everything that's kind of been going on with supply chain these past couple of years.
Oh man. So The ice cream, how's the ice cream doing?
Ice cream's going good. It's always a good day for ice cream, you know? I mean, that one we barely market, I'll be honest with you.
And how do you market?
Well, we're Instagram, we're Facebook, but we're out. We are out there in the community. And I don't think we need, I could probably not post for a month, but people are seeing us out making impacts, doing the damn thing.
Do you ever just set the cart up and at a food place or so, when you're having maybe a festival or something other than say catering it, just set it up and let it go?
We've got plenty of spots, plenty of farms, we do a pizza farms, here and there that are really popular. To get out there.
That's very cool. I'm wondering, you sound like a fun person to if I wanted to have a class.
Oh.
Do you do classes, that sort of thing?
Yeah. We've got some really popular pizza classes that we do. They're great for groups of 8 to 12 people. And it's just such a fun afternoon. Everyone's ice cream is included. We've pulled drinks, lunch, all that good stuff. And you get to hang out with us for the day.
Hang out for the day?
Thank you, Larry. Larry, I think you'd love a pizza class. Absolutely.
I'd be in favor of that. I've done some food classes over the years from time to time with friends. I think a pizza making class, you show me how to throw that pizza crust around the dough.
Oh, we'll get you up to the ceiling. I promise. Yeah.
So the classes. So, and let's talk about, you got a website.
We do. Yeah.
What's that website?
You can find us at flowergirlandflame.com.
And flower.
Is
not spelled like the flower, Daisy.
Yes, F-L-O-U-R. Flour has become so important to us. We use two different styles of organic heritage flour, both made locally.
So Flower Girl and Flame is .com, I assume, or .org, or is it
.com.
It's .com is the place to go to find, and there people can find out where you're located. Yep. And coming up, and what everything costs, and what you've got going for you, Dana.
Yeah, come check us out.
You know what? It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. I'll be down to see you.
Larry, thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
I'll be there to see you. I'm not sure exactly when, but it won't be long. Dana Spandet, she's chef and owner of Flower Girl and Flame, a pizza restaurant and a mobile food truck based in Milwaukee. And that restaurant is going to be opening November 1st for the year. It comes and it goes.
Come and see us.
It comes and it goes. Great to have her with us. And she's doing some really cool things. I will be there to see her, and I hope you get a chance to see her as well. Big thanks for listening in today. Well, we really covered a lot, and it was fun. And it's fun because they have a great team of people that work on this. We all work together. Clara Neipert, Joel Patnod, Lee Rayburn, Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks again for listening, and why not stay with us? Lots more in store here on WPR News.